Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin, we are on Mem Vav Mabes. And a major ha'ara for the day. I was in the Sfarim store yesterday, and I found a Chashuke Chemed on Mesechas Erevin. I'm sorry, the first 45 lot, I did not realize that it existed. But I went in, and it came out, E.R. Tufshinayin Gimel. So it just came out a month and a half ago. But to my chagrin, I did not see it until yesterday. So, as Chato'ay Ani Maskir Hayom, I will have to try to make up for what I did not use. So just one ha'ara from the Chashuke Chemed to start us off on yesterday's daf, and then one general point about Erevin. And then we'll get into today's daf. Yesterday's daf, we had the idea of using a shear, and again, as we remember, the Chashuke Chemed of Zilberstein, the posek, one of the great poskei Adar from Bnei Brak, who is coming out with more svarim every other month. You look in the svarim stores, there's another set of his, Vaha Revna, Baruchi Nafshi, Aleinu L'Shabeach. I mean, it's just Chashuke Chemed now on Shas. His prolific ways keep going. Anyway, so his derech, if you remember, our Inyana Dioma Shailas, somewhat related, sometimes tangentially, but all interesting. So he had a Shaila on yesterday's daf where the Gemara said that we use a shear for a Ruve Tchumin, so that, for a Ruve Chatzeros, in order so that the shear for a Ruve Tchumin is not forgotten. The language on yesterday's daf was, for the Shakech Toras, a Ruve Minhat, so that it is not lost from the tinokos, from the children. They realize that there is still a shear. So, that's an interesting question. Sheila. Yehudi shenaf shomishto kekas la'emes. There's a very emestic Jew that asked me a question. Ve'ena osa dvarim en asava v'lachutz. He doesn't do anything in a fake way. He's always true. B'madrego she'ena machzik b'hem. He doesn't like to do anything act in a way that's not him. So he asked me, ani yoshevu mispalel men haseder kol tefila. I daven. V'chas v'shalom eini medaber b'emsa tefila. I never talk during davening. I always daven properly. Ela she ani margish she yiladai eina mekablam dugma yishit mitfilati. I feel like my kids, I daven quietly, I daven myself, and I feel like my kids aren't really getting it. I'm not really giving to them the personal example that I would want to give them. Haim, what if I start chuckling a lot? Haim roi la'asos tnuos chitzonios, ki'ilu ani mispalo bekavana. A certain type of shuckling that only the Yechidei Skula do. He wanted to know if he could over shuckle, if one could do that, so his kids could think that he's having tremendous, tremendous kavana. Or do I say, no, this is the way I daven. I daven quietly, I daven unassumingly, and this is the way I should keep davening. I don't know what the question is, right? There are many gedolim that don't move when they daven. And there are many gedolim that move when they daven. So, elu ve'elu are dugma yishit. But that was the question. So he quotes that a certain Jew came to Rav Shlomka Mizavil. And he said to him, I read a newspaper before davening. But I want to make sure that my kids get the proper chinuch. What if I don't read the newspaper before davening? I read it later as I read a sefer before davening. And he said, what? So there's learning shalom lishma, but it's chinuch lishma. So, it's fine, 100%. He says, same here too. So, you're doing it shalom lishma. So, number one, but it's chinuch shalom lishma. And number two, as the chinuch always says, acharei pulos nimshachas alavavos, the more we put into davening, and I guess the questioner felt that the shuckling would help him, so, and that's for Yechidei Skula. So again, so do it. And Mamela, hopefully it will yishtaresh belibovi agiel madregazu. Okay, that's one hour from yesterday. In the Hakdama, and we'll refer back to this Bezer Hashem a number of times, he speaks about a topic that we mentioned a number of times in the Masechta, going back to Dav Beis, and that is the achrayas of a Rav or a Posek or a Mora Hora to make sure that there is a functioning Erev in the town. Okay, we haven't spoken about what we call an Erev in a couple of Prakim. That was the first two Prakim in the Masechta. We'll get back to it as well. We've been talking about Erev Tchumin, but there is, and it's abiding, it's unbelievable, Tshuvas HaRash. Look it up. The Rosh in a Tshuva in Klal Chaf Aleph discusses the responsibility of an Erev, and there was a question that was said to him. Al Shalorotza Lashuv Me'ivalto B'Inyin HaErev. There was a Rav that that somehow did not correct a problem with the Erev that existed when it could be corrected. So he quotes the person's name, Atar Rabbi Yaakov ben Moshe de Valencia, Kfar Kasabti L'chalanyin Erev. I've already told you, Shenagu B'chagolos Yisrael Lahatir Ma'avosema Mufula Shim. The Rush says that this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael to use this Masechta. V'ata sarta oso lakal, and you answered. V'kasavti li rayosecha, and you wrote me the rayos that you think why it's inappropriate. V'ani odiacha she'ein bahem mamish. V'hizarticha she'tachzer b'cha. The Rush writes this. And I already warned you to be chozer bo. V'tomar lakal she'yiskenu ma va'oseyem kasher hurgalu apigdoleyem. V'hine hugadli she'ata omeid b'merdacha. V'ata machshilas harabim b'chilo Shabbos. I hear that you have not been chozer bo, and you have not fixed the Erev when it is in your power. L'chaina, this is the Rush talking. L'chaina di gozer alecha. Acher she'inatin l'cha ksav zeh be'edim. After you get this tshuva of mine, and I have witnesses that you're going to get this tshuva. Right? It's like the mail when you have to sign for it, so they know you got it. She'tiskan ha'mavoz ha'mefulashin l'rushas ha'rabim. She'l kusib, b'tzuras ha'pesach. Toch shvu'ayim, acher she'tirek ksav zeh. You have 2 weeks, says the Rush. V'yimlo t'tzaken ha'mavoz kasher kasavti, ani menadeh otcha. We put you in chayrim. V'im hayita b'yimei ha-Sanhedrin, hayu mamitin otcha. Ki ata ba la'akar talmud shesideh ravashi. V'lachlo kakol ha'gdolim shayu alei yom hazeh. Right, you're just trying to say, I don't believe in this Masechta. Oshem shemesu zechrona levracha, v'es asher heima chayim adheino. L'chein chazor b'cha, v'altitosh toras Moshe Rabbeinu. That is not going to get more strong words than that shuvah of the Rush. To emphasize and to reflect the importance of in Yonei Erevin, and if it's possible to make an Erevin in a certain area, so then one has the responsibility. And then he quotes the Chassam Sofer, that we've quoted in the past. The Shuv Chassam Sofer, he talks about the importance of making an Erev, because people don't realize they're going to carry anyway. But in the words of the Rishonim, you have that Rush, again, in Klal Chaf Aleph Simin Ches. He quotes a number of these Shuvahs in the Hakdama of his Sefer right here on Erevin. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, the Chashuke Chemet is back. And we will now continue on Mem Vav Amid Beis. We are 5 or 6 lines up from the bottom, Elamei Ha. So if you remember the context, what we were up to was all the different rules and regulations of Psak. Who we paskin like? Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Remeir and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and all the different rules and regulations. Rav Masharshi comes up and says, I don't believe in these laws. Les nehu lahani klali. I don't think these rules are correct. So the Gemara now is trying to figure out, how does he know that? Where does he see a context where we don't follow these rules, or we have different rules? Where do we have that? So we tried one context from our Mishnah. Right, that was number one. And then we end up saying, no, who says that's a raya? Maybe we say, hecha di itmar itmar, hecha do itmar lo itmar. Maybe these rules only apply where there's no mesorah of what to paskin in a certain case. But if there's a certain case that you have a Mesorah, then fine. So let's try another context where we see that we might not hold of this principle. Again, that's the next Amud. The next Amud is going to be 7 tries to try to figure out where Rav Masharshi thought, based on which source, which context, did he come to the Maskana that we don't paskin like these laws. And at the end of the Sugya, we will see he kind of backtracks. So we're going to try 7 times to find this source, and at the end we're going to say, oh, he didn't really mean it. But I don't want to give it away yet. Says the Gemara, Elamei Ha. Here we go, 6 lines from the bottom. This is try number 2. Ditznan. But the fascinating Makaris that we have now is that we get to dabble into all different contexts, which have some of it nothing to do with Erevin, because we're trying to figure out where he says these principles don't apply. So the first is a Mishnah in Erevin. Elamei Ha, Ditznan, the Mishnah later on, Adaf Nuntes, which Beis Hashem will have in about 2 weeks. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Ir shel yachid v'na'asis shel rabim. If you have a yachid or a rabim city, what does that mean? So we would translate that as private or public. That's what Rov Rishonim say. Yachid and rabim, owned by the public or owned by a private individual. A private individual, we will learn in that Mishnah, according to many Rishonim, that Chazal instituted that if it's a publicly owned city, there should be a little area, we'll see how big area that is, a little area that is left without an Erev, so that people don't forget the concept. Right? Bizman Azeh, how many of our youth have no idea what an Erev means, and do not know Malacha number 39. Right? They don't grow up with it, and nobody has any idea what Malacha number 39 is. Because we grow up with an Erev. But in the days of the Mishnah, we'll have to see where Lamaisa this comes up. That if it was a city of a Rabbim, they always kept a little area without an Erev surrounding it. And Erev Yachid, if it's owned by one individual, then it's okay. That is how Rov Rishonim understand that Mishnah. Let's just do this Mishnah with that understanding, and then we'll mention Shitas Rashi, which is different. Say most Rishonim, Elameha. Ditznan, Ir Shal Yachid Asas Shal Rabim. What if it's an individual city, an Ir of a Yachid, individual's city, and it becomes an Ir of a Rabim? Ma'arvin Eskula, you can still make an Ir of around the whole area. Why? Because people will still think of it as an Ir of a Yachid. So therefore, you're allowed to make an Ir of around the whole area. Shal Rabim and Asas Shal Yachid, but the opposite, Ma'arvin Eskula. But the opposite, people still think of it as a Rabim area, and therefore you still have to leave a little on outside the Erev. El Imkein, Oseh Chutzalah, Kir Chadash HaShem Yehuda. Unless you leave an area outside the Erev, the size of the city of Chadasha, which is in Yehuda, Sheyesh Ba, Chamisha the Yurin, Dev Rebbe Yehuda, 50 residents. An area that has 50 residents. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Rebbe Shimon says, no, different shear must be left out. Shalosh Chatzero Shal Shnei Batim. 3 yards, each with 2 houses. Fine, machlokes, how big that city has to be, how big that area of the city has to be, that is left out. And v'yama Rav Chama Bar Gur Yama Rav, halacha Rabbi Shimon. And Rav says that we pass it like Rabbi Shimon in that Mishnah, in terms of how much has to be left out. Uman Paligale, and who is always the bar plukta of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon, as we know. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Uman Paligale Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda here is explicit. Right, you have to search for it. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who argues. V'yamar, but 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. But didn't we have the rules and regulations that whenever there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? How can we passing like Rabbi Shimon here? It must be, says Rabbi Misharshi, that we don't hold like any of these rules on Mem Vav Amid Beis. So the Gemara gives the same rejection. Umay Kushya, Dilma Hakinami, Hechad Itmar, Itmar, Hechad Lo Itmar, Lo Itmar. Maybe the same rejection as before. These rules apply only when we don't have a misora to what to paskin in a certain case. But if we have a misora, then we paskin like the misora. So here we have a misora, the paskin like Reb Shimon. So again, we reject this. The Ritva notes, we give the same answer, so we're going to give this answer 4 times. So what do we keep giving the same answer for? Just say it once. So the Ritva says, V'efshar, Delavki Adadi Itmar Hani Pirche Beit Midrasha. Maybe all 6 of these conversations took place in a different Beis Midrash. The Gemara puts it all one after another, so it sounds silly, because we just gave the answer 5 times, same answer 5 times in a row. But it was in a different Beis Midrash, so that is why all of the answers were the same answer, but it was just given at a different time. Inami, or the Gemara might have felt that once we mention this 2 or 3 times, maybe that already creates another rule. If you see 3 or 4 times that we have a Masara, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, so then the more evidence there is, then maybe we won't say this answer anymore. Because we'll realize that these aren't exceptional cases, but maybe this is the rule. And that's why Rav Misharshi said what he said. That's why each time is building the evidence more, and each time we say this answer, it's a bigger chiddush. This also is Besara. This also is Besara. Those are the 2 answers given by the Ritva. Rashi, though, explaining that Mishnah later on Daf Nun Tesamana Aleph, if you want to look there, there's 1 Rashi. And if you just take this Rashi in a vacuum, we don't appreciate it, but based on what we've seen previously in the Masechta, we know what Rashi's talking about. What does an ear of a Yachid mean? Says Rashi, Shelo hayu nechnasim batamid, shishim ribo shel b'nei adam. Midbar. Rashi here says what he says back on Daf Vav, and back on what he says elsewhere, and that is, Shitas Rashi and Baalei Tosfos is, to create a Rishus Arabim, one of the ingredients is, Shishim Rebo, 600,000. 600,000 living there, walking there, you know, going there once a week, going there every once in a while, all the different ways of understanding that day and the Rishonim. But either way, that's Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, besides what the Gemara says, 16 amos wide and unroofed, there is a line of the Gemara which sounds like this. This is how Rashi interprets it. Also, you need 600,000. And that's what many are making for. The day I quoted in Shulchan Aruch. especially what they used to be in the communities in Europe, what many suggest, how they were making with Erevin was based on this day of the Rishonim. So that's what Rashi says is an ear of a Yachid. Right? Rosh Hashanah Yachid da'oraisa. And ear of a Rabin, Rosh Hashanah Rabin da'oraisa. So that's a very different understanding of that Mishnah in Rashi. But again, Rov Rishonim there argue with Rashi and say, L'shitasam, there is no such requirement for Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and therefore they have a different definition of what this means. Good. So let's try number three. Fourth line. Ela meha. Maybe from the following. The following case. Ditznan. The Mishnah says also, later on in that peivav, heminiach is based over halach l'shpas b'yiracheres. As we mentioned in the past, there is a concept when one makes an Erev Chatzeros. Remember, we're the Prachim of Erev Tchumen. We're going to come to the Prachim of Eruvei Chatzeros. If somebody makes an Erev Chatzeros, everyone within the Chatzer, whose house opens up into the Chatzer, has to take part into, well, by giving some money, or Zachin La'adam Shlomafanav, I do it on your behalf, participating in this Erev Tchumen. What if there's somebody that's not going to participate? Either he doesn't believe in Erevin, whatever it is, or he's a non-Jew. So what do? We rent out the Rishus. Rent out the Rishus from them, and we mentioned then, in terms of Bizman Hazeh, you know, renting it from the government, is that good enough? It's a major discussion in the poskim. We mentioned some poskim are makel. Yes, this is the government, and they can do whatever they want. Other poskim say it's not so simple, Bizman Hazeh, because the government can't just go in to throw you out of your house. Right, they need a warrant, they can't just come in. So we mentioned there from, both from the Rabbi Jachter's, Svarim on Erev and from the other, Erev book, we mentioned that this is a major machlokas, that some, mentioned that here again, poskim say that the right of eminent domain is really used and it's quite difficult to apply, but the minhag ha'olam is to be socher reshuyos in different forms using different shtaros. So that's what we do. What happens if somebody goes away for Shabbos? Somebody goes away for Shabbos. So what do we say in that regard? That's the case of the Mishnah. Haminich is based over halach lishbos be'ir acheres. And they did not take part in the Eruv before they left. So now you have this empty house. If you have somebody there for Shabbos, then you got to work it out with them. What about if you have an empty house? Is that oser on the rest of the people there? So, three shitas in the Tanaim. Echad Nachriv, Echad Yisrael, oser, Lebnei Chatzeros. Div Rabbi Meir. Meir says, yes, it osers, meaning a dira without people there, that osers. It osers, even Jew, non-Jew, that osers. Rabbi Yehuda, meaning they can't create an Erev Chatzeros then, in that case. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the opposite extreme. If nobody's there, it's not called a dira, and therefore it does not aser. Rashi says, "Hol veino ba'ir." Right? It's as if this house is closed off. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it depends. Nachri oser, Yisrael eino oser. Why? A non-Jew might come back at any moment on Shabbos. Right? He traveled on Shabbos. A Jew's not coming in on Shabbos. He left for Shabbos. He's not coming back. So fundamentally, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a residence without somebody living there is not going to aser, but by a goy, you have to be worried he's going to come back, and he might undermine. Mipnei she'in derech Yisrael lavo b'Shabbos, because it's not the derech of Jews to come back on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a fourth opinion, afilu hiniach es beso, v'halach lishbos eitzel bito ba'osa ha'ir, even if he left his house and he went to eat lunch by his daughter. He went out by his daughter, ba'osa ha'ir, even in the same city, Eino oser. He does not aser, shekfar, hisiach daito. Reb Shimon says, even in the same city, if you left the house, that does not aser because there was a hesach adas, he's not coming back. So that's the four opinions. Rashi here has an important word that the Mefarsha pick up on. Rashi says, even if he goes to his daughter, not like the way I explained it, literally they say, bito, mei emesh. Rashi as in from yesterday. It had to be done before Shabbos. The Bir Halacha notes, what if somebody, it was Shabbos, and then he decided to leave? So then we don't have these halachas, because maybe he'll come back. Rashi seems to say that it has to be done on Shabbos, before Shabbos, because once Shabbos started and an Isra was in place, Kiva de Ne'esra Ne'esra, says the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Ayin Aleph, that at least according to Rashi, it has to be before Shabbos. V'yomar, and what do you say based on these four different opinions? And we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. As Hashem, v'yomar, Avchamer bar Gur, Yom Araf, halacha, Reb Shimon. Again, the halacha is like Reb Shimon in this regard. Again, Reb Shimon said that even within the same city, if he went to his daughter, he does an aser. Uman palagalein, who asers Reb Yehuda, among others. V'ha'amer Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha, Reb Yehuda. Same question. If we have the rules on Memvavim Abayis that Reb Yehuda always beats Reb Shimon, how here could Reb Shimon beat Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara again says, Umay Kushya, what's the problem? Dilma Hachanami, Hecha de Itmar, Itmar, Hecha de Lo Itmar, Lo Itmar. Same answer given. And as we said, appreciate this answer with the background of the Ritva, because we have another one. You're going to say it here too? It's based on Misorah. No, now we already have cumulative evidence. We already have three cases where we pass on like Reb Shimon. Doesn't this mean that this is the rule? The Gemara holds its ground. The Gemara says, no, still, the rule is like Rabbi Yehuda, only where we have a Mesorah to pass like Rabbi Shimon, we do. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, what are we passing by these issues of somebody not being there? So the Gemara says, Shin Ayin Aleph, Echad mi b'nei chatzer, Shehiniach beso, v'halach v'shavas b'chatzer acheres. Somebody left. I think we mentioned once before the opposite case. What happened if a guest comes to town for Shabbos? But every guest that comes to town has to, you know, participate in the Erev. And he has to give something. So the answer is no. Zachal Adam Shalom Afanav. When we set the Erev once a year, whenever it is, when the Rabbanim of the Vad of the town come together and they set the matzahs, they have in mind, they're Zachin, they're being Mizakeh for everyone else who's in the city, who knows about it, who don't know about it, and any guest who might come for Shabbos that year. They're Mizakeh. Zachal Adam, even if they have no idea that there's an Erev in the town. They don't answer. They don't have a residence there. And they want to carry. Yes, Zachin La'adam. But what about this case? You have somebody who left. Echad mi b'nei chatzer. Sheiniach beso. V'halach v'shavas b'chatzer acheres. He's going with somewhere else. Afilo ha'isa smucha l'chatzero. Im he'siach mi libo. V'ein daito lachzer l'beso b'shabes. If he was me'siach das. And he has no intention of coming back. Hareze eino oser aleihem. Doesn't answer, as long as he has no intention of coming back. Right? Meaning, like Reb Shimon. Right? He was Mesiach Das, the Bir Alacha talks about here. Right? It's Lav Dafka Bito. Right? Lav Dafiko. Right? Dafka, if you have a case of leaving. Right? The Gemara later on, where this Mishnah comes out, discusses. Maybe a person might, is it only Bito? What about Beno? Do we worry? Is there a difference between daughters and sons? Right, if he goes to Bito, it's a son-in-law. So we don't assume he's going to get into a fight with his son-in-law. Yeah. But if it's the other way around, I'm not so sure, says the Gemara. The Bir Alacha quotes that. But the Shulchan Aruch is Amachalik. The Shulchan Aruch just says, if once he's Mesiach Das, Eino Oser Aleim. But Medavar Mamurim, the Shulchan Aruch continues, be Yisrael, by a Jew. Aval Eino Yehudi, Afilo Halach Lishbos Be'ir Acheres, Oser Aleim, Ach Yisku Mimenu Makomo. So if an Anju goes out, right, we have to be Socher Makom beforehand, and that is what we do generally with the governmental official. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds in an important Ha'ara that's not in this Gemara. But when do you say it's a problem for an Anju when he leaves? Im hu karov mahalech yom echad. Shahari efshar shayavo b'shavis. He's got to be within a day's journey, because then he might come back today. Avalim rachok yoser. So today, it's the whole world. Got to be in Australia. If you're listening on Australia, you got to be in Israel. But if you got to be on the other side of the world, because you can just take a plane there and be there that day. So this Shulchan Aruch is a much wider ranging possibilities, applications. Avalim rachok yoser eino oser. V'yesh omrim shagam eino, of course, the other day, shagam eino yehudim halach l'shpos b'chatzer acheres eino oser v'chein nire ikker. We had a machlokas, right, about the non-Jew. Machlokas today is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. What happens if the Jew comes back in the middle? Yisrael ben chatzer zu shahalach l'shpos b'chatzer acheres. Ve'ein daito lachzer b'shabbos. He has no intention of coming back on Shabbos. Ve'achach nimlach b'shabbos v'chazer. And then he came back on Shabbos. Eino oser. He doesn't aser. Why? Because once he left, kibbutz dehutra hutra. Once we can assume, and he himself didn't want to come back. Says the Mishnah Brura. The kiva de be'eish shahalach lo haya daito lachzer b'shabbos. Em kain kvar yisiach diraso mileiv v'havi le shabbos shahutra. V'shuv lo te'aser. That's the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rush in our Gemara. Important. Again, these are very important halachas in terms of a lamaisa. Most of us don't have any realization of them because it's all taken care of by the vad of the communities that they set up the Erev Chatzeros. But either way, These are important halakas. Good, so that was try number three. Why are Misharshi does not accept the klalim? And that didn't work, so we go to try number four. Elameha. Another Mishnah. First we're bringing Mishnayos in Erevin, and then we'll expand outside of Erevin. Elameha desnan. The Mishnah again later on, that we'll have in a couple of days. We mentioned that there are two ways to set an Erev Tchum. Either I could go there myself and be Ma'arev Baraglai, or I could send food. If I send food, I could even do it for a Shliach. Who is allowed to do that? Which is the Ikar and which is the Tafel? Is there a better way to do it? Are there allowed ways for everybody? So the Mishnah there describes it. Ditznan. Vizeu sha'amru ha'ani maragli baragla. An ani who has no food could go and go to the area of the Tchum and be Ma'ariv Baraglav. Right? Well, he's there, so that's his Erev. Rabbi Meir Amar, anu ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Meir says only an ani is allowed to be Ma'ariv Baraglav. But an ashir, an ani here means he does not have bread. Could be traveling, has the status of an ani. But an ashir has bread. So Rabbi Meir says only an ani is allowed to be Ma'ariv Baraglav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, echad ani ve'echad ashir. Anybody, even an ashir. Someone who has bread, he can be Ma'ariv Baraglav if he wants. Lo amru ma'arvin bepas elo lahakel ala ashir. Shelo yetzev Ma'ariv Baraglav. Really, Erev Baraglav is the yikr. We just allowed pas so that if the ashir does not want to schlep out there himself before Shabbos, he could send the shliach to do it. Again, another machlokes, how to understand the first line of Ani Ma'ariv Baraglav, whether it's limited to an Ani or not. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Umastile Rav Chia Bar Ashi Lechia Bar Rav, Kamei De Rav, Echad Ani Vechad Ashir. And he quoted the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yomar Le Rav, Siyem Ba Nami, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rav also said it. So now the question is, Tarti Lamali, if we already have the rules and regulations on the previous Amud that we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when there's a machlokas with Rabbi Meir, so what do you need to say it in this specific case? Right, it must be that we don't have such rules, and that's the raya of Rav Misharshi. V'yamad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda, lachu Rabbi Yehuda. You always say that in general. So again the Gemara says, that's a good, have a different answer, but that's the raya of Rav Misharshi. Keep in mind what we had back in the first paragraph of Yud Gimel, well, I mentioned this quickly yesterday, why we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Remember the Gemara in Yud Gimel on the Beis on top. The Gemara says there, Galui v'yadua, lifnei mi sha'amar v'haya ha'olam, she'ein bedoro sh'Rabbi Meir kamoso. We know Remeir was the Yachid Bedoro. He was unique in his generation. Umipnei ma'lo kavo halacha kamoso. Why wasn't the halacha set? He was the greatest. Mipnishalo yachlu chaver av la'amod al sov daito. They couldn't figure him out. They couldn't understand everything he said. He was too sharp. Shehu omer al tametar, umar aloponim, al tartami, umar aloponim. So again, the Gemara there already laid down why we wouldn't paskin. That's probably the basis for the tshuva of the Chavos Yar that we mentioned yesterday, who came up with a reason each time of why we paskin like one. He's the expert in Shmuel and Rav, but that Gemara already starts the idea that we would paskin like one over the other. Good, so back to the Gemara. So why would you have to say specifically in this case, halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, if we always say that? So the Gemara says, my kushia, what's the problem? Dema Rav, lesli lani klali, Rav is talking here. Rav might not hold of these principles, Rav Misharshi, but who said these principles yesterday? Rabbi Yochanan! And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, look, Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan wins out, these principles are true. You're quoting me, Rav? So the Gemara says, okay, try number five. Elameha, Ditznan. So now we're branching out to Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos. Which is amazing if you remember the Zohar that we mentioned on that base. Erev Nid and Yevamos. Those are the three Maseches Ani that we have to be learning for Mashiach to come. So now we get to learn Yevamos in Erevin. So we get to do two. Ditznan ha-Yevama, this Mishnah is about the halacha of Havchana. We know the halacha is before a woman gets remarried, after any type of situation, Almana, Grusha, she has to wait 3 months. We don't want to have confusion who the real father is, so we always make her wait 90 days before she gets remarried. 3 months is hukar ubra, is the stage of when we would know she's pregnant, and therefore we wait that amount of time. Bizman hazeh, the halacha still applies. Even though we could do a pregnancy test and know right away whether she's pregnant or not, we still wait. And we not only wait by a new marriage, we wait by anything done in the next stage. For example, chalitza. We do chalitza on day 91. Bizman hazeh. There's a case of chalitza, it doesn't come up so often, but we wait also 3 months for avchana, because of this din that goes back to the times of the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Hayavama, lo tachlos lo tisyabim, she does not do chalitza or yibum, achi lo shlosha chadashim. For 3 months, she doesn't do yibum, for sure not. Why? Because if she's pregnant, that she does yibum, that's an iser karis. That she's living with her brother-in-law, inappropriately, there's no heter, unless there's no pregnancy and no children. But she can't even do chalitza. Why can't she do chalitza? Let her do chalitza and then wait. So why doesn't she even do chalitza? Because Rashi explains, if she does chalitza, and then it ends up that she didn't need to do chalitza, because there was pregnancy, and therefore the chalitza is null and void, so then she may ikar adin could still marry a kohen. Because she's not a chalutza. A chalutza is asa l'kohen midrabanan. Maybe somebody will be at the chalitza and not hear about the miscarriage, birth, whatever happens later. People are going to think she's still a chalutza. She's going to get married to a kohen one day, and people are not going to know the halacha. They'll think chalutza is mutal kohen. So that's why we wait by chalitza, by yibum. We wait 3 months, according to the Tanna Kamma. So do all women. We don't allow them to have nisuin or even erusin for 3 months. Even though erusin, they don't live together yet. Erusin is just the first stage of the marriage. Kiddushin, kesef shtar and bia, kesef bizman hazeh. So we still wait 3 months. Echad besulos ve'echad beulos, whether they had lived with their husbands or not. Echad almanos ve'echad grushos, whether almana or a grusha. Echad arusos ve'echad nesuos. Even if they only had erusin with the first husband, so for sure there's no chash that they live with the first husband. There's not going to be confusion who the father is. Doesn't matter. Lo plug, right? Once you are involved with a man, so you have to wait 3 months before one is involved with another man. Rabbi Yehuda does not make such gzeiros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer nesuos yisarsu ve'arusos. Yinasu, right? The ones who are fully married can do erusin. The ones who only had erusin can have nisuin. Why? Because there's no issue there. Chutz me arusa should be Yehuda, except for the arusas in Yehuda who used to live together. They had yichud. Then they should leave a gasbuk because you have to assume those arusos had nisuin, had be already. That's why you have to worry. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol anashim yisarsu. Everyone could have erusin. Chutz me, like I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Chutz me almana reha ibol, except for an almana. An almana, who is in Shloshim, so therefore she cannot not have erusin yet. Interesting, not our topic right now, but we know nisuin has a simcha element. We didn't realize that erusin has a simcha element. You're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. V'samachta v'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Erusin, the Gemara talks about, shem yikad menu acher. Right? Go do erusin, because we're worried. But Rabbi Yossi seems to reflect an idea that there's also some type of simcha by erusin, unless it's just like, well, it's the first step towards, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. Either way, that's Rabbi Yossi. V'yamrinan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar lo lebe medrasha. And the story is told that one time Rabbi Elazar did not go to the base, wasn't in shir one day. Ashul chel Rabbi Yossi, l'Rav Asi davikom. He found Rabbi Asi who was in shir. Amar le, my Amar bebe medrasha. Nu, what was shir about today? Amalei hachi am Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan said that halach is like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi who says that all women can have erusin except for an amana. Michlal di yechida palagalei. Well, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, it must be only one person argues with him. Because if a rabbim argued with Rabbi Yosi, then the halacha would not follow Rabbi Yosi. So what? Only one person argue with him in. So we say yes. We didn't get to the question yet. In Vahatanya, we learned in the following braisa. If a woman was always in her father's house, meaning these are all going to be cases where there is no chash that there's a mix-up with the father because a woman hasn't been with her husband for a long time. Or she was angry with her husband. Or he was old or sick. All these cases where there's no chash of pregnancy, the islandist, or she's an islandist where she can't get pregnant, if she ain't a ruyele laid, or she's not wrote we have a baby, or the husband has been sitting in jail, hama palace lachar misas baila, or even if she had a miscarriage after her husband died. So you know she's not pregnant in any of these cases. Kulan, Srichan, Lahamtan, Gibel, Chadashim, Div Rebbe Meir. Reb Meir says, in all these cases, you still have to wait. Lo plug. Reb Yossi matir l'eres l'nasim yad. And Reb Yossi argues, Reb Yossi says, mutter. We don't have such gzeiris. So you see, there's a das yachid that argues on Reb Yossi. So now the Gemara says, lamali. So again, why do you have to specify in this case, halacha like Reb Yossi, v'yalma Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, halacha Reb Yossi? Again, we already know this principle. Why would you have to repeat it, if not for the fact that it must not be true? So this was try number five. Somewhere again says, my kushya, Dilma lafuki midir of Nachon Amar Shmuel. Maybe it's just to teach me to go against this statement of Shmuel. To Amar, halacha, k'Rebbe Meir b'gzeirosav. There is a principle that we follow Reb Meir l'chumra. We follow Reb Meir whenever he's machmir. Machlok has 2 days in the rush in the beginning of the ninth parak, whether that applies even if he's neged a rabim or not. But that's a rule that Shmuel said. If Reb Meir is machmir, we paskin like him. So, which might connect to the earlier Gemara. When a pasuk like Reb Meir, because he's so sharp, but if he's machmir, we gotta trust him. We gotta be machmir like him. So that's why, again, that's why we had to say this principle, not because the earlier principles do not exist, and that is, again, try number five, that is knocked out.
Do you have a steer in Reb Yossi here, between the two brises? The first one, he seems to say that you are allowed to do Arison, doesn't mention
Nisuin
at all.
Reb Yossi says Arison, here he says Nisuin.
Then he says both.
Uh-huh. Okay, I hear this, right, the first brisa says that kol nashim yisarsu, but he does not mention. Here it says yinasu. Right, unless you say that there's a chilek between all of these practically lamaisa cases that we know for sure and the earlier halacha cases. That's how you have to be mechalik. Okay. Viter. Next try. Ella meha. Try number six. Ditanya. Hochili richal nachrim. Now we get to inyanim of first parak of Avodah Zarah. Remember the first mishnah in Avodah Zarah tells me that I'm not allowed to do business with idol worshippers in proximity of their holiday, because if I if I do business and they feel like they had a great business deal, so then they're going to go and be modet to their Avodah Zarah. And there's an isra of lo yisham al picha. I am not allowed to do anything to cause them to be modet to their Avodah Zarah. Separate isra, or at least lifnei iver. So, says the Braisa, related to that, Holchin li richal nachrim, I'm allowed to go to the shuk, velochim mehen, behema, avadim, ushvachos, and I'm allowed to buy animals, and avadim, ushvachos, batim, sados, vikramim, houses and fields. I'm allowed to do this. Why am I allowed to do this? Didn't we just say it was usser? There's some reason that this is mutter. We'll see soon. The kosev u'ma'aleh ba'arkoshalehem, and I'm even allowed to go and record it in their courts. If I don't record it, then they're just going to like try to take me to court and sue me. So if I get it written in writing, I'm allowed to do that even in their courts. Vim haya kohen, and if he is a kohen that we're dealing with, mitame b'chutz la'aretz la'dun u'la'areri mohen. He's even allowed to go into chutz la'aretz to deal with it, where there is tumas eretz ha'amim. Still, he's allowed to. This also could go into a cemetery. Says the Gemara, what? What do you mean go and get to a cemetery? So, Ella Bebesa Pras Drabanan. It means he's allowed to go into a rabbinic cemetery, so to speak, a Besa Pras, where there was a kever that was plowed over, and there's a Gzera of Tumad Drabanan. Let's finish the whole context, and then we'll discuss it. Umitame Lisa. Lisa Isha Velom Torah, and also allowed to go to Tumas Eretz Ha'amim in order to find a wife and to learn Torah. Big discussion. Am Reb Yehuda Emasai Bezman Shein Motzi Lomo. That's only if you can't find a Rebbe where you are. If you can't find a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael that you're Matim with, so then you could go. Aval Motzi Lomo Lo Yitame. If you have a good Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, so then you can't leave for no reason. Rebbe Yossi Omer, no. Af is Manshamoti Lomo, Nami Yitzma, no. Even if there are other Rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to. Why? Lafi, Shein Min Akol, Zoche Hadam Lomot. Because you have to connect, right? Just because you have a great Rebbe there, doesn't mean that the Talmud is going to connect to him. Not every Rebbe is one that connects to every Talmud. Right? Rashi says on top, Ein Adam Zoche Lomot, Mikol Malamdav. Yesh Rav Shem Mishnah Zo Stura Befiv Vishonela Talmidav Derech Kitsara. Some Rebbeim are unbelievable, but they talk and they're long-winded, and a Talmud doesn't connect. Rashi says you have a Rebbe that's straight, that cuts to the point. Derech Kitsara, like the Gemara says in Psachim, got to be short. Like Rav Sternbach writes in the Hakdama to his Sfarim, to Teshuvas Vanagas, he says, why am I Teshuvas short and straight to the point? Rabim Ohavim Akitzur. Everybody loves short. If I write tshuvas that are 20 pages long, nobody's going to read them. Rav Moav and Makitzer. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. V'yam Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Rabbi Yossi v'Kohen, Shalach Eitzel Rabbo, Letzidon, Lo Motorah. An example. Yosef the Kohen went to Tumas Eretz Ha'am, into Tzidon, somewhere in Chutz La'aretz to learn Torah. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, Halachak Rabbi Yossi. And again, we see that Halachas like Rabbi Yossi. Lomali, Hamid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi. What do you have to have that extra statement again for? We know from the rules earlier. Amr, let's just finish. Amr, Abaya Isrich. No, this one you need. Why? I might have thought that these Mishnayos, everything up till now were Mishnayos. I might have thought that all those principles apply in Mishnayos. Maybe there are different rules in Brises, which are less authoritative. Kamash Malan, these are rules even in Brises as well. Period. So that's the Gemara, last line. Ella, Hachi Kamar. So, says the Gemara, okay, let's revise what we meant by Rav Misharshi's statement. When he said originally that I don't hold to these principles, he didn't mean that I don't hold to these principles. Ela hachi kamar, hani klale lav divrei hakol ninu. What he meant to say was that not everybody holds of these principles. To harav, lesle hani klale. As we mentioned along the way, Rav doesn't hold to these principles. Ad kan the sugya of the klalim. Two other important to ours though, discussions. Number one, let's go backwards. Ein minakol zocha adam lilmod. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, in the end of Simen Reish Mem, in the end of Hilchas Kibud Avaim, in Simen Reish Mem, the question is, what happens if a Talmud wants to go to a certain yeshiva, and his father doesn't want him to go to that yeshiva? Certain town, a certain place? This is Mefurish, this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara that says that. The Shulchan Aruch says that if the son is being... Again, I'm not passing a lamaisa here. Every case is different, and there are family issues. Chas v'shalom, I shouldn't, right? I'm just quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Every case is different. But in general, in theory, the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know how many times I can emphasize it, but in theory, the halacha is Talmud Torah wins out. Right? Talmud Torah wins out. That's what the Gemara says. In kol adam zocha lomod. Ima'av rotze. Then the end of Simin Reish Mem. Says Talmud Shirotzilla Leches Lamakom Acher, Shehu Boteach Sheyira Simin Bracha Bitalmudo, Lifnei Harav Shesham. A son says, you know, that's my Rebbe. I gotta go there. Va'aviv mochebo, Lefisha Doeg Sheba Osa Ha'ir Ha'ofte Kochavim Ma'alilim. He's worried about the bad influences of the city. Eino Tzarech Lishma La'aviv Bazeh. He doesn't have to. Doesn't have to listen. Same thing about Shiduchim. V'chein ima'av mochebe ben lisa eza isha sheyachmos ba'aben. Ein tzorach l'shmoa la'av. Again, so if it has to do with marriage, has to do with learning, and the son, again, this is, every case has to be analyzed and brought to a rav. But this is halacha. It's based on this Gemara. L'shein kol ha'kol ein min ha'kol zo chadam lilmod. That's an important halacha. This is, by the way, the last halacha in Hilchos Kibud Avaim. So I might add, first we have to learn the first 24 Se'ifim and know them well, and then we'll be able to come to Sif Chaf Hei. Right? Why is that the last Sif? Right? The Torah made that up. Why the Torah say it last? You're right, this is true, but you know what? Do it last. Right? That's an important hashkafic note. You can't just know what people say, but where it is. One other, getting back to the bottom of Amud Aleph, and that is, why are all of these mutter? There's a gzera. You can't do business with the non-Jews around their time. So Rashi has two deyas. Number one, Rashi says either because when you buy something, you're being machnes them l'kedusha. You can't sell something. But when you buy something, you're being machnes. Yeah, oh, they're going to say they have a good deal. It doesn't matter. You're being machnes the animals, the items, l'kedusha. Or Rashi says, a second deya, yishav Eretz Yisrael. Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Right, you're buying items, each of Eretz Yisrael, okay? That's, Rashi says, the more property that a Jew has, so that's better. The Ritva says, not the Ritva here a little bit, but the Ritva of Avodah Zarah is the really expanded discussion. If there's enough Yud Gimel, the Ritva says, no, Yoser Nachon. You know what the reason is? Why does the Gemara give examples? Animals, why? Because these are basic household needs, necessities. So the Isser Drabbana was never instituted for these examples. Pashut. He says, Behed Yoktani Hitira Bifrat, Velochemin Behem of other Shrachas other Koramim, Elo Dvaram Shadam Sarek Lam La Atzmo, Bishalo Lischora, Vimeno Lokan Ata, if you don't buy them now, Lo Yizdamna Lo, you're not going to have another chance to buy them. It's a Davar Avid. And Chazal did not institute their Isser Drabbana of doing business in this circumstance. That's a very important ritva. The ritva there quotes Rashi, it quotes other days, you'd give him an alpha and a vodazara. Also related to, let's say, doing business during the 9 days, if there's a yirid, if there's a sale, you're allowed to buy things, if you're not going to get to it at other times, same lashon that's used in the ritva right here.
And if he's a kohen,
what? If a kohen, oh, bezman hazeh kohanim go to tumat kohen, go to chutz laretz. But in those days, yeah, is he tameh? He's tameh. He has to be matar himself. However, he's matar himself. Okay, weiter. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Here we go. We spoke about, remember, this was all a tangent from the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan, in terms of chefse hefker, and a person sleeping in the Mishnah when Shabbos started, and chefse hefker konen shvisa. So now we have a discussion. What about chefse nachri? We have three, you have chavatzim of a Jew, chavatzim of hefker, and now what about chefse nachri? I'm Rabbi Yudomer Shmuel, so we have a machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. First Shmuel, chefse nachri ain't konen shvisa. Chefse nachri are not konen shvisa. What does that mean? That means if I somehow get a chefetz of a nachri on Shabbos, it goes with me. Whoever picks it up, now it has my tchum. So Laman, who is this according to? Ilema the Rabbanon. Is it according to the Rabbanon who say that chefse hefker are not konen shvisa? So pshita. Hashta chefse hefker deles lehu bailam. Chefse hefker who don't have any owner. And therefore you should say they are konen shvisa. Ain't konen shvisa, yet they're not. So chefse anachri de islu bailam mi bai. So chefse nachri for sure that they have owners, surely we would say that they're not konen shvisa. Say alalib de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The chiddush must be according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. V'kamash malan, eimer dam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri konin shvisa. When does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that chafatzam are konin shvisa? Hani mili chefse hefker. That's only by chefse hefker to les lu bailim. So they're not held hostage by their owners. So wherever they are, that's it. They stay there. Aval chefse hanachri to is lu bailim lo. But chefse nachri that have an owner, they are not konin shvisa by themselves. Maybe they go by their owners. Meisve, is this really true that chefse nachri are not konin? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer. All these cases are cases where a kli started out with a non-Jew when Shabbos started and ended up with a Jew on Shabbos. Hashoa kli min hanachri biyantif. So he borrows a kli from a non-Jew on yantif. Or, v'cheina mash ilo l'nachri kli me'erav yantif. I gave it to the nachri on erav yantif. V'achzir lo biyantif. And he gives it back on yantif. Or, v'akelim v'ha'utzaro sheshavsu b'toch atchum. Kelim that were put in a storage house. That were in the tchum, yesh l'napayim amah l'chal ruach. They have 2,000 amos, l'chal ruach. Meaning, what does it sound like from here? The chefse hefker are kona shvisa. That's what it sounds like. V'nachri shehevi lo peiras michus l'tchum, and an achri that brought fruit from outside the tchum, haris elo yezazim m'komam. They can't be moved. So, I amrit bishlam aksav rabbi yochanan menuri, chefse hefker kona shvisa. So if you say that chefse hefker are kona shvisa, so then, hamani rabbi yochanan menuri, then this brisa is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because it says they only have 2,000 amos. Ela I amrik sava Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chefse hefker ain't konen shvisa. But if you say they're not kone, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, hamani lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'lo rabbanan, then this price is according to nobody, because this price holds chefse hefker are konen shvisa. So the Gemara answers no. La olam sava Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chefse hefker konen shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does hold that. I Shmuel. Shmuel damrik rabbanan. Shmuel was talking about like the Rabbanan. We said it's obvious. Utkama Rabbanan pshita. Isn't it obvious that they're not konen shvisa? So, no, not so obvious. Ma'o detema gzeira bailam de nachri atu bailam de Yisrael. You might say we should make a gzeira on chafatzim kamash malan. We don't make a gzeira, and even though chefse Yisrael are konen shvisa, chefse nachri are not konen shvisa. Period. That is the sheet of Shmuel. We don't paskin like Shmuel. We will paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who will start with this tomorrow, but you'll see the next line. Rav Chiya bar Abba, number Rabbi Yochanan. Chefse nachri, konin shvisa. Gzeira, bailam di nachri, atu bailam di Yisrael. So machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that chefse hefker are, chefse nachri are konin shvisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Shem, we will, continue. Parsha Shir was last night, so Parsha Shir should be up.